if you think about the overall nature of economies today, it is increasingly in the direction of services, it's increasingly in the direction of innovation, it's increasingly in the direction of higher end ability to do things physically. There is a mismatch between what a lot of people are trained or able to do and the kinds of work that are available to them. So there's a real problem politically. Politicians get elected on the claim that they are going to do something to solve a problem. So if you're on the right claim is we have been spending money badly, and so the goal is to eliminate a lot of government, unleash a lot of potential, and that will then lead to job creation. On the left, you have the other side, which is the government needs to be doing much more aggressive spending and much more aggressive planning to bolster this economy, support it, to create the conditions for job growth. I'm suggesting that government policy is not going to be the answer or the cause of our future malaise, and that our belief that if we just get it right, which is a very cyclical belief, is going to be proven incorrect, and has been proven incorrect over the past 2 to 3 years.
So the phrase that we've been using for almost 10 years now, jobless recovery, that phrase is apt.
That phrase is apt, and if you look back at the 2000s, you will find that a lot of the employment that then appeared, 2004, 5, and 6, was part of this mortgage bubble. It was construction employment, it was housing-related employment, it was home servicing employment. Meaning, if you hadn't had this debt and derivative bubble that led to the mortgage crisis, we would have been talking much sooner about a structural unemployment or about a jobless recovery, because a lot of the jobs that got created for that 3 years were kind of bubble jobs. They weren't real long-term organic growth jobs.
But then the real question is, what do we do?
There is not an immediate fix to the mismatch between skills of millions or tens of millions of people and the jobs that might be created in this newer economic world. There's not a 12-month fix to that reality. And that is deeply unsatisfying if you're running for office, because nobody gets up and says, we have a problem, we don't have a solution, but I promise you that I will do my best working with my colleagues to find one. The only thing people get elected on is, are you better off now than you were a year ago or 2 years ago? So right now there's a massive mismatch between our political cycles and our economic cycles. The political cycle demands that economic problems get fixed within a political cycle. And the only way you can make people feel like there's motion is if they temporarily have more money. It's why infrastructure spending continually is talked about as a necessity, but we do nothing to actually do it, because our political process right now offers very few rewards for long-term growth.
We're leaving 15 million people unemployed who could be working, who could be producing things, who could be building their lives, sitting idle. And ultimately, we could be throwing a generation of people under the bus if we misdiagnose this, and I think we have. With it being structural unemployment, we would say that the government can't really do things to create jobs. However, we do believe they can. We do believe people want to loan us money to hire people to build infrastructure. We believe that monetary policy can still put resources back to use.
So you're worried that if the diagnosis is structural unemployment, then we're not going to do the right thing.
Right. With so many people idle, with so many people sitting at home not working, that really hurts their long-term job prospects much more than globalization, much more than technology and software. The ultimate thing that destroys human capital is not working. It's that sitting at home, it's trying to find a job for 2 years with no success that ultimately destroys human beings and destroys their capacity to really live their lives.
Do you not concede the possibility that people in America now, the unemployed portion of the workforce, or at least some portion of that portion, simply don't have the skills to sell in this modern economy?
People who have medium skills that could be easily replaced with a computer or with some software will be losing their jobs, and we see some of that happening in this recession. However, they'll get different jobs with either lower skills, or they'll go back to school and get higher skill jobs. Things will change in the economy. It always does.